Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Some, I think, good tea leaves being read on Ukraine and on Russia in Europe. Sweden and Finland just announced yesterday that they're going to apply for NATO membership at the same time. They're united in doing it, and they'll do it probably this coming month in May. And it will be approved. Russia has threatened military action against them if they do. And I'm going to pose a very uncomfortable question. Why are Sweden and Finland better than Ukraine? Ukraine applied for NATO membership, and Russia invaded it and is killing people, killing a lot of people, civilians, torturing them. And NATO and the U.S. are going, okay, well, yeah, we're not going to bring them into NATO anytime soon, although the U.S. has given them a lot of arms, which is good. If Russia did that in Finland and Sweden, NATO would respond. Is that because Finland and Sweden are seen as a little more European, a little more Western? Let me tell you something. Ukraine is very Western and very European. Very European. Ukraine used to be part of Poland. Lithuania used to be part of Poland. In 1795, Russia, Prussia, and Austria invaded Poland and carved it up. And it got wiped off the map until 1917. And when I say Prussia, Germany was not unified back then. You had Prussia and Bavaria, basically Munich and Berlin. Prussia was part of that all through the 19th century. When the First World War came around, 1917 it ended, Poland momentarily got its independence again with a lot less territory. That lasted until the Nazis went in 1939, grabbed them again. The Nazis, Hitler, had a non-aggression pact with Stalin, the Ruskies, and they went in together. Russia was on the side of the Nazis. They only went on the side of the Allies when Hitler invaded them and broke his non-aggression pact. Suddenly they were victims, like, oh, save us, we're good people. No, they're not, they're Nazis. Well, at the end of 1945, Russia then grabbed all of Poland. And they were under Russian rule till 1989. And you had Lech Walesa, the magnificent Union leader. He was an electrician in the shipyards. And you had Pope John Paul II. Now he's St. John Paul II, who he was a driving force standing up to the Ruskies, driving force. And with that kind of leadership and other kind of leadership, Poland got independent again. It's independent now. So now when the Ruskies under Putin, I don't think Putin knows any history. He doesn't know Ukraine used to be part of Poland. He doesn't know anything. He went to the KGB School of Interrogation Tactics in St. Petersburg. That's his education, how to make people scream. I mean, that's literally what he knows. That is literally what he knows. He's a malevolent force, a rat-faced ideologue, disease-carrying rat in his animal rat hole. And that's not healthy for the West. Not only does he have nuclear weapons, but Russia in the 19th century made significant cultural contributions to the West. If you read their literature, if you read Dostoevsky and Pushkin, Tolstoy, read the rest of them, listen to their music, Tchaikovsky, his opera Eugene Onegin, it's a great opera. I mean, these people were serious players. In the 20th century, they murdered people like that. It was a century of horror. I read the novel 1984. Starting with the end of the First World War, they killed the Romanovs, and then they stuck in communism. And then after communism, 10 years of Boris Yeltsin, or Gorbachev-Yeltsin reforms anyway, not quite 10 years, and then they reverted to Stalinism, murder, hatred, and theft. So what do you do with a country like that? Well, Sweden and Finland are going to be in NATO. They never would have applied for NATO if Putin hadn't done this. What he has done is unify Europe and the West. That's really what he's done. And Blinken came out, Anthony Blinken, and he said, Russia is failing in its war plans. That is a significant statement that's taking on Putin. When you're in Putin's position, you don't retire with a pension. You know what happens to you? You get dragged out in the street by the howling mob and disappear under their boots. And that's what has to happen. It has to be the people and the Ruskies themselves have got to do this to Putin. Go to the lines. Millie of Madison, my friend. Millie, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Yeah, I listened to CJ on a previous phone call, and he reminds me of the Russian folks that have been interviewed about the war that's going on in Ukraine. And actually, Canadian TV just had the Russian ambassador on an interview. And the Russian ambassador, actually, this was a few days ago, actually sat there saying that Ukraine provoked the attack against them, and that they were in Bucha, the Ukrainians were in Bucha, killing their civilians. And this fellow is the propaganda that he's pushing because who knows why. It was so shocking that I thought, this is reminds me so much of, say, the press secretary for Trump, when they would just stand there and lie about what was going on. And the press was paralyzed. America was paralyzed. And when I listened to CJ, I feel kind of concerned about him, because for him to be so mesmerized and almost brainwashed with the propaganda that's being pushed, you have to say, what does the future hold for America when you know there's, what, 70 million people like CJ out there who they don't care about the facts. They just believe what they want to believe. And another thing that I wanted to bring up is I was listening to Rick Wilson, who was one of the founding members of the Lincoln Project. And he said what he believes is that if the Senate and the House is taken by the GOP, that they'll probably focus on impeaching Biden and eventually Kamala. And that would take the two Democratic federal leaders, right, the president and the vice president, out of the political scene. Basically, they would no longer, they'd get them out of the White House. And then that would leave a GOP member who is the speaker to basically take over the federal government. And
right. You know, you're making an excellent points. And the one good thing about that, Millie, is that it would require conviction in the Senate, which is 2/3. So 17 Democrats would have to cross over. And even if they won a lot of seats in the Senate, it would still require at least 10 or so Democrats, and that probably wouldn't happen. But I think you're right. I mean, I think Kevin McCarthy has actually implied that they will vote to impeach him and drag him through what Trump got dragged through. The difference is Trump is a criminal, and Trump did criminal acts in Ukraine, and he did criminal acts with the Russians. So, we got to go, unfortunately. I really enjoyed your comments. I think they were very valuable and right on. Thanks for calling. We're coming to the end of the show. Great show, great callers as always. Matt Flynn, director. We'll be back same time, same place tomorrow. I'm signing off for today.